And people with a void, those people, they're like leprosy.
But
You
you.
know, and just same as the pandemic before that, what is it? Was that the all the people with the
Foot and mouth
no
disease.
no no. We had a pandemic here in the 40s and 50s and 60s. What's that? They were all crippled.
Polio.
Polio. Polio, something similar. That
It's
was
just
rampant at the
so you
time. I
read
don't
it.
know what generation, what decade that was. Was that the 50s?
It must be
Would that have
the
been the 50s?
60s maybe, yeah. Maybe I think, yeah. Later, I don't know. I
Yeah.
can't remember it that much, really. It seemed to have been the children were affected with the
Yeah,
polio.
well, I don't because I hardly ever remember. Was it while we were away?
Yes, it could have been, yeah. Could have been late 50s. So there
No,
was
I
a
don't
lot of
remember it that much.
a lot of fear, so
Oh gosh, yeah.
and you can kind of see that
Oh gosh,
today
yeah.
now with the COVID as well.
Same thing. It's exactly the same. You know, they defeated TB and they got. So hopefully we'll defeat this as well.
And Teresa, what about your experiences with TB? Have you any memories?
Well, the only memories I have are, it's not the immediate family. It would be maybe a second cousin. Elsie was her name, but she wasn't a very healthy individual ever. Like that, you know, complaining all the time. Her mother used to say she was coughing in the morning from 6 o'clock maybe until noon. And then we were informed that she was being shifted to the sanatorium in Mount Desert. Now, like that, there was no transport to Mount Desert, but we lived in Boyce Street, and my father knew all the back boreens and whatever. So, a few Sundays in the summer, he would take myself and my sister down to Mount Desert to see Elsie. Now, she wasn't in the main hospital. She was in like a two-bedded, it was like just a big room. And every couple of weeks, they were all country girls. And most of those girls, they all died. They said that they got the TB from the cattle. But when we go down to visit, Elsie would be missing. And where would she be? The dead house was around the back. And all those girls that would have died in the ward with her, she'd be preparing them for their funerals and things like that. But she was there, I'd say, maybe for about 2 years. And then she was transferred over to St. Finbarr's Hospital over in Douglas Street. And she was over there for a couple of years. And she died over there. And she never contacted TB in all the years she was out in Mount Desert. She died of a heart complaint. Her heart was weakened from all the coughing. So that's the only, well, she was, as I say, she wasn't the immediate family. She would have been about a second cousin or that. And then there was my friend that I went to school with. Her brother, John. Now, this time, Sarsfield's Court, I think they closed Mount Desert for the TB. And they were all transferred down to Sarsfield's Court. And her brother John, like that, he contacted TB. And we go down every Sunday. No, there was only one bus, I think. If you didn't get the bus, that was it, like. There was very little transport. This would have been the 50s. And we go down every Sunday to see John. And he was down there for, let's say he must have been down there for about 2 years. But he wasn't the same when he was discharged from that hospital. He never worked again, never worked. But he was constantly complaining with chest infections and spitting and coughing. That's all what they seemed to be doing, was they were constantly coughing, but he never worked again. Never worked again.
And what ages would they have been at the time?
Well, Ilsie would have been, she'd have been only about 18, I'd say. And John would have been in his 30s.
And the country girls, as you talk about, when you call them country girls, where would they have?
Well, farmers' daughters. They were, what, from on? Well, mostly, I suppose, they were Cork and Kerry, maybe.
And they would have all been young girls?
Young girls, yes. They were all young girls, yes. And most of them died. They would have been only in the ward with Ilsie maybe a couple of weeks.
And when you say you used to visit with your father, do you have memories of how the building looked? Could you kind of give us a brief description of what you would have seen on your visits?
Yeah, well, there was, as I say, where Ilsie was now, she was only in a ward, there were only two there, but then there was the main hospital, and I suppose the severe cases were there, but like that, no, they'd be sitting out, doors wide open, fresh air, that was the thing, fresh air, and they'd be sitting out there in the verandas for hours on end, just coughing and whatever.
And would they have been... They would have been wearing their nightgowns and...
Yeah, dressing gowns. Some of them would be in their suits and things. Like, they weren't sick as such. Only constantly coughing and whatever.
And do you ever remember Ilsie telling you about the food they got or the treatments that they would get?
No, I don't ever remember her talking about the food or anything. But like that, no, she was up and about. She was missing most of the time that we go to visit her, right? But I don't ever remember her mentioning anything about food, or I don't know what medication they got. I haven't a clue. I don't know what medication they had.
And do you remember how long they were there for?
She would have been there, I'd say, about 2 years.
And did she... You said she used to help with laying out the date?
Yeah.
Did she do that of her own accord?
Of her own accord, yes, yeah.
And do you ever remember them, you know, making anything, you know, arts and crafts? Did they ever have any recollections of other things that they would do?
No, I don't remember Ilsie doing any crafts, no, I don't. No, she wasn't very healthy, no. Even before she got, she was supposed to have TB. She didn't look great. She wasn't a healthy person at all.
And what about the you couldn't have gone inside the building either, I'd imagine, but would you remember, were they in wards or were they in individual rooms?
Well, some of them would have been in wards, but then you would get maybe a ward, maybe there might be four or six in it. But then you, as I say, you get a ward with just two.
And would your parents have, you know, talked about TB, or would it have been mentioned?
No.
It was never anything else other than...
No, it was just TB. TB, yeah.
And I, you know, remember reading at one stage, people used to say that if somebody had TB, that they were delicate. Did you ever hear that?
Yes, yeah. Well, you would hear that. You would, yeah. They were delicate, yes. They were delicate. Yeah.
That was kind of an explanation given for...
Yeah.
And what about you? Do you see comparisons with TB and COVID? Are there anything that comes to mind?
Well, that time there were no masks or anything, but you would try to avoid people. If you heard somebody coughing, you kind of get out of their way pretty fast, just in case, right? But then we were told it wasn't contagious. But sure, if Ilsie was in a ward with all those girls that died, and she didn't die of TB.
And
they never mentioned, I mean, sanitisation was never mentioned.
Not at all.
Wash your hands or...
No, there was no such a thing as that. Wash your hands or mess.
Or you even wash your hands sitting down to a meal.
No. Even covering your moat in your
No.
Came in off the street and sat down, had your meal and went out again. You were never told to wash your hands or... And I think, it's a contradiction. Oh, we're going to say we were healthier.
You're healthier. What about, would they ever allowed to leave the sanatoriums? Could they go walk about, you know, outside, or were they confined?
No,
walk around the grounds.
No, only the grounds. Yeah. They were confined to the grounds. Mm. No, they wouldn't be.
But in my brother's case now, in Heatherside, from all the photographs I've seen, they were all dressed, fully dressed.
Yeah,
suits,
they weren't sick, you see. They weren't sick, you
and
mean.
They were sitting around reading magazines and reading newspapers. And
would you bring books to them or magazines?
Yeah, they were always supplied with reading
material. Yeah, they would be reading that, yeah. They would be reading, all right, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And what about kind of, would they have had games to play? Would they have ever spoken about exercise?
No.
Were they ever given any exercise?
No, no exercise. No, there was no such a thing that time. Exercise, you walked and that was it. Your father would walk the digs off you in the straight one and out the crooked one.
And in the sanatoriums, would they have been kind of responsible for, you know, for say, if they weren't all necessarily that sick, would they have been in charge of changing their bedclothes, or would that have been down to staff?
Staff,
they would be changing the bedclothes. Although I think that they would help all right with food, with the trays and things like that. They might take them down to the kitchen or something like that. But I don't think they would have been doing anything with big clothing or anything. No, they wouldn't have been doing that.
I'd like to find out what medication was on offer.
I don't know.
And you don't remember what was in that?
No.
That little bottle?
No, I don't.
No, it was the same bottle.
You got that for everything.
You got that. No matter what you had, you got that.
An ointment, the pink ointment, I remember. If you had any sore, it could be leprosy. You get a little tub, it was pink ointment.
Pink ointment, that's how
they seem to have. And it cured everything. You could rub it on for 3 or 4 days and you're...
Was there any physical, like any markings on the skin that TB would cause? Was there anything that you would see, or was it completely just a viral...
Well, not.
No, they wouldn't
be visible
have been
if they were fully dressed, but other than that, I would know, maybe.
But as you say, no,
they'd have some scar.
Yeah, as the years went on, I suppose they were kind of hunched, I suppose, from coughing and, you know, controlling their lungs, I suppose. Mm. They would have been, you know, other than that, no, well, they would have slowed up a lot. I mean, they weren't the same people at all before. You know, what they were before, like, it definitely had an effect on them. Lots of them didn't work anymore. They couldn't work.
My brother, no, he died. He was only 50 years old when he died. But it wasn't because of TB, was it?
No.
I think there was some form of cancer, was it? No. Not sure what it was. Then again, you didn't inquire, you didn't ask.
No, you weren't told anything.
It was just the
you weren't told
what
anything.
It was like at the time. You just took for granted what you were told by medical professions.
Yeah, but you see, I mean, we were young at the time and they wouldn't be discussing medical things with us.
And we're nearly finished there now. Just a few more questions. I just thought about... You talked about the nurses. Do you remember the nurses in the sanatoriums? Would they have been visible when you were visiting? Would they have been walking the grounds as well?
Oh yeah,
they would, yes, yeah.
And would they have looked differently? Would they have had those?
Well, they were all dressed up properly. Well, properly. I suppose they were all in white, weren't they?
But they had no mask on.
No, nothing.
And no aprons or?
No gloves either.
No gloves.
And what about, talk about how they kept themselves amused. Was there ever any music played?
Oh, gosh, there would have been. There were no televisions then, of course.
Yeah.
Televisions.
Yeah, the musicians would come in and entertain them.
They'd come in and entertain them, I suppose.
And who would the musicians
they'd have the radio, of course. They'd have the radio.
Yes, with the radio, I mean, was the thing at the time.
What musicians would come in? Do you remember?
No idea. wasn't there at the time.
No, no. I mean, we were young. We didn't know. I didn't know.
Mm. But they, your...
didn't inquire either.
So they never said, they would have never said to you, you know, so-and-so was in today playing music?
No,
or...
no.
No. Yeah. It's amazing how you took things for granted and never queried. Mm. Never asked questions.